So one of the very important Vedanta Sutra is Tattu Samanvayat. This is the fourth sutra of the first part, the first chapter. So the interesting part of Vedanta Sutra is to do Samanvaya. Samanvaya means to synthesize. Because if you study the Upanishad, sometimes it is talking about one topic, another place, another topic. Sometimes it is said that the creation happened from akasha, somewhere it said it happened from the water, somewhere it says it came from air. So all types of things are stated there. So Samanvaya, obviously, either it is just babbling of some ignorant people, then it doesn't make any sense because they don't know what they're talking about. Or there is a deeper meaning behind it. So therefore Vyasa, he did this job of making Samanvaya. Anvaya, you know, Anvaya means that thing like a thread, as Krishna says that I'm in everything like a thread strung on the pearls on the string. Sutre mani ganaiva. So Anvaya means that there is one thing which is connecting everything. So that is the meaning of Samanvaya, to see that whether it is Samhitas or Aranyakas or Brahmanas or Upanishads or Itihasas or Puranas, if you study it yourself, then you will actually get confused. Because in one place there is a worship of Shiva mentioned, in another place some Durga is glorified, somewhere Narayana is everybody. And another place it is said that Narayana comes from Shiva, somewhere it is said Shiva comes from Brahma. So it's just very confusing. And that's why Hinduism is very confusing to people, including the Hindus. So the reason for this is that it is, first of all, very vast, trying to explain the whole creation and purpose behind it. And second, it wants to include everybody in it. It is not just meant for one class of people, but for everybody. Those who are qualified to study Vedas and those who are not qualified to study Vedas, those who are born in Varnashrama and those who are not born in Varnashrama. So it wants to include the whole humanity and people of different calibers. So for that reason, there are so many things in it. So if you read it, then something or the other is going to appeal to you. And that's what they want. As I say, that it's like going to Macy's in New York. So everything under one roof. Right? Whatever you want, you can get it there. So this is the meaning of Kalpavriksha, wish-fulfilling tree. So if you don't like the Puranas or Itihasas, then you like Tantra. If you don't like Bhakti, you like Yoga. If you don't like Yoga and Bhakti, you like Jnana. If you don't like, at least you like Karma. So something or the other, you will, something, because you know that there is so much things which are related with the three gunas of nature, of Prakriti. So samsila bhajanti vai. So according to your nature, there is something which will you can hook on to. And then from there, they lift you up. That is the scheme. Because you have to actually start where you stand. So there, they try to entice you with that. But if one does not know the theory behind it, then you also get lost with it. You think this is it. Because naturally you like that, so you consider that this is the ultimate. So for yogis, yoga is ultimate, for jnana is ultimate, for the karmis, karma is, therefore Purmimansa rejects everything else. And jnanis will reject everything else. But what is actually the essence, what is the Samanvaya? And if God is giving it, then He must have one purpose behind it. So it is not purposeless. Life is not without a purpose. This whole universe is not without a purpose. So that one purpose, that is what Samanvaya means. So as Krishna does Samanvaya, he says Vedaishya Sarvairaham Eva Vedya. And Vedanta Sutra also says that it is Brahman, Samanvaya is in Brahman. And so it starts. And here the Puranas are saying this also. And then if you read Bhagavatam, then it also describes that Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakha, Vasudeva Parayoga. So it says ultimate purpose is Vasudeva. So that is the Samanvaya. So therefore we have to assume, we have to accept that there is one purpose behind it, or we have to understand that there is no purpose, then you can do what you like to do. Whatever appeals to you, you do that. So just like we have our body, it exists, and all the parts on the body, they are actually functioning for one purpose. Otherwise, if your stomach is not cooperating with your head, then there is going to be problem. So the cells in the body, they are cooperating, and then this whole unit can survive. If they don't cooperate and they start fighting with each other, they become independent, then you will die. So that's what cancer is. So cancer means that it cancels the system. So same principle everywhere. The same principle which is working in the body, that everything is united, everything is having one purpose, and they don't have independent, the cells don't have independent purpose. Therefore they are surrendered to the whole system. So same is everywhere. If you want to be successful in any organization, then there has to be one goal for that organization and everybody has to work for that. If you want to have a nice kirtan, then everybody has to cooperate, right? Otherwise everybody is singing in their own raga. So then it will be noise, not music. So this is the meaning of ritam. You understand? We have these two words, ritam and satyam. So this is the ritam or the rhythm. That this universe has a rhythm and everything has a rhythm. And the shastras also have a rhythm. So Jiva Goswami is trying to bring out that rhythm. That is his job. That's what he is doing.